And time now for the KSL In-Depth, a significant update today on the recent controversy over the handling of sex assault reports at Brigham Young University. Critics have complained BYU's Title IX office inappropriately shared information with the school's Honor Code office, potentially stigmatizing or victimizing people who were already victims of possible sex assaults on campus. In response, the school formed a special advisory group in May. Now that group's work is nearly done. BYU President Kevin J. Worthen had this to say about it when speaking to faculty last week.
We've also faced challenges in this past year, challenges that give us opportunities to improve. As I'm sure you're all aware, we are examining in depth our reporting processes for our students and other aspects of the way we handle sexual assault cases. It causes us deep sorrow to know that members of our community would be victimized in such a devastating way. We're anxious to help them. A group of faculty and administrators have worked tirelessly during the past summer to help us know how best to do that. We anticipate that this fall, the Advisory Council will present their recommendation to the President's Council. We will then address the topic with the campus community more in depth. In the meantime, let me emphasize that the top priority in this extensive effort is the safety and well-being of our students, especially those who have been the victims of sexual assault. Efforts will continue until sexual assault is eliminated from our campus environment.
BYU says the review over the summer has included looking at more than 3,100 comments from students, their families, and outside experts. The council has also investigated how at least 75 other universities handled their Title IX reports.